you're listening to a Hive Mind Productions podcast. If you'd like to support the show and hear exclusive content, please subscribe to our Patreon page at patreon.com/December's Children. And if you like the show, rate and review on iTunes. And don't forget to visit us at decemberschildrennd.com. Welcome everybody to another episode, and welcome to another episode of DC Exposure. And tonight we are going to expose the one and only Trevor D.
Don't give it away. That's you're spoiling the show for everybody.
We're gonna
the twist.
The twist. Now we're gonna expose the guy who is a legend in the valley.
Allegedly,
Trevor D. In fact, we have a girl by the name of Kim Rost here today.
Oh, that's me,
Kim.
Hi.
Now, Kim used to have a pretty big crush on this guy, our guest today. And that's what...
No, we weren't going to talk about
that. We're going to get to the heart of that issue. Now, Trevor D is a world-class DJ here in the Grand Forks area. And, of course, we know him well in the Grafton area because he's been on the radio for 25 years and a lady slayer. We can't call him what we would normally call the Lady Slayers this weekend, right?
No.
As much as Kim wants to say something, right? Do you want to say it?
Lady Slayer.
There we go.
Wow.
Is that better?
I didn't ask you guys, is this PG? Is it PG-13? Is it G?
I think it's PG-18
anymore.
I think it's PG-18.
It's
PG-18.
It's PGA Tour, actually.
Oh boy.
Oh man.
Oh god, are we doing this already?
We're gonna do it already. We do our best to make it PG-13. So let's get to the heart of the deal here. Trevor D.
Hi.
I'm not gonna say your last name. I won't, because that's remained a mystery all these
Should
years.
Should we guess? Should we all have a guess?
I don't think he
RJ
can.
RJ knows.
I know what it is, but I'm never gonna say it.
No, I feel like you can't say it.
I'm not going to say it.
You can't pronounce it.
Like, you cannot. Like, you don't remember. You do not remember how to pronounce it.
Let me whip this out. I'll pull up my license. You guys can all try.
Ooh. Whip it out, Trevor.
You want to try?
Yeah, are you willing to reveal on the show what your last name is?
Was that a reference from Blazing Saddles?
Yes. Excuse me while I whip this out.
Yeah.
They stole it from us.
Yeah.
I know.
Weekday morning, 6 to 10 on XL93.
Yes.
So all right, let's try this. Oh, we have our very own Jeff Flatten, too.
Hello.
Hi, yeah. Jeff.
I'm here.
I should introduce everybody else. We've got my very own soul brother, Scott Johnston.
Yes.
And my other soul brother, Kurt, and my other soul
Hello,
brother,
John.
Jeff Flatten.
Hello, John.
Hello.
You're all these brothers. I've never gotten a Christmas present from you.
Right?
You blues.
All right, let's try this last name.
All right, who's going to go
Michael.
First?
Okay,
the out of town guest?
No, why me?
Let's do ladies first, like Hunger Games. It's always ladies first.
Thanks. Oh god, I'm gonna butcher this. What the hell is that?
Yeah,
that's wrong. That's
what do you mean? They spelled it wrong.
You weren't even close.
Okay, if I'm gonna do it as
doesn't even start with
as,
a W.
As written, Dolly Newick.
Is that close?
That is not
Deliniac.
That must
Am I
be,
closer?
It must be. Well, I know what it is.
Better.
Oh, you know what it is?
Of course I know what it is.
Scotty.
Hold on.
Took me a year, but...
It's got to get the bifocals going.
What do you got, Scott?
Deliniac.
That's what I said.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
You're not gaming this out very well.
Right, because you're all saying the same thing.
Rutherford.
Yes.
He got it.
So it is Deliniac.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dolanek.
Idiots.
Okay. Dolanek.
Yeah.
We were close.
I'm not the one who pronounces his name wrong. So
that's why all the other letters got slashed off.
So, at what stage in your career did you realize no one was ever going to pronounce that right?
Oh,
so you just went with the D.
It was immediately.
Immediately.
It was immediately. Yep.
What? So right out of school, huh? What's going on?
Well, no, I just tapped the mic to make sure.
Oh, you shouldn't be doing that. Okay. So, Trevor.
Tap
now,
on you.
You have you've got a degree right in the study of rocks and erosion.
The study of rock?
Rocks.
I have a geography, not geology. Geography.
Oh, that's slightly different.
What is the difference? Well, there are rocks in countries.
Oh,
that is true.
Geology is very rocky, and geography is
where those rocks
and
are.
Iraq is a country.
Right.
Kurt used to want to be a topographist.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did I tell you that?
You used to love maps.
Oh, I still love maps.
Well, there you go.
But that doesn't
all the time for fun.
That doesn't tell us about Trevor's geography degree very much.
Yeah.
So you just have why do you have a degree in geography and you're in radio?
It's the geography minor, communications major.
Okay.
You needed to choose something.
Okay.
So you can tell everybody where they are.
It was.
Were you ever a traffic reporter?
Should I reveal my 40-year infatuation with John Wheeler? Probably not.
You should actually start from the beginning.
Let's start from the beginning. Okay, so you're a lowercase D, and and you're listening at home to the radio. You said, I want to be just like that guy.
Couldn't be any cooler growing up.
Right.
Oh, sure.
Like most high school kids.
Of course.
You're in this room? Come on. We were all cool.
Set the alarm to wake up to listen to the American Top 40 Countdown Sunday mornings.
Right. 8 a.m. And what station would that have been?
Oh, man. That's...
Whatever was on the American side.
It was... There was a way sometimes you could get the North Dakota stations up in Winnipeg. There was a way you could unhook the cable from your TV and hook it up to the back of your radio and pick up a couple... There was cable FM.
Okay.
Back in the day. I probably doesn't exist anymore. There's no reason why it would.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
So you listen to these top 40 guys. You said, I want to be just like that.
I wasn't really good at anything. And I'm still not.
You know, that's how a lot of people get into radio.
It's exactly why it happens.
Yeah. There was no subject in school I was excelling at.
Not even geography.
I thought math was...
A waste of time.
Well, I was really good at it until the letters got interjected about fourth grade.
Wrecked that. What's the point of that anyway? You know, when you got a calculator, you can look it up online. I mean, there's no point to have somebody for you to figure out yourself anyway. So
no, there's not. So you said hell with that. And you went on. Now, was your first radio experience like I job shadowed in high school? When was your first visit to a radio station? When were you first on air? Was it a college experience or...
It was, I had an internship, again, at XL93.
Okay.
Kapow.
Kapow. Wow,
loud. No, it was, I had 120 credits of college credits, 3 credits of internship was the most I learned, and that's where I decided, yep, I'm gonna keep doing this no matter how long it takes. The dream is to work right here in Grand Forks for about the next quarter century, and so far that's been accomplished.
Well, now you were though a legend, and Kim Ross over there can attest to that. Mm-hmm. Now you started nights at XL 93.
Yeah,
and
I worked internship, part time, and as I would come in again because back in college, I could hang out with the ladies in the sororities and fraternities, but I could also my buddy who worked nights at the time, I could go in with him and just two-head the show for free, or I could do that. So that's how I
went. So you're saying you're a nerd.
He's a radio nerd.
There's all sorts of different... It wasn't so cool to be a nerd back in the 90s like it is now.
No,
there was
no
Big Bang Theory back then.
Nerds.
No, it wasn't. And actually, when you said that...
I got punched a lot in the 90s.
I wish people could see this because you looked a little offended.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And nobody laughed at that either. And that was real.
We all gasped.
It was real.
Well, Trevor D, tell me what song was popular when you first started DJing. What was? Give us an example of some of the songs that were great.
Well, I guess I moved down to Grand Forks in 1992. Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back.
Mm. Okay, so
music with my
levels got a little high there.
Yeah.
So introduce how you would back then. Sir Mix-a-Lot. I want to hear the old Trevor D. Like, introduce, spin this.
I don't know if I can even do the old Trevor D anymore.
Spin this platter.
Well, because that's the thing. I have a tape that I gave to you to dub in.
And I still have it.
And he has not done it yet. This is where I would love to play that tape.
I want to hear the old Trevor D introduce it, because I was around.
I don't know if I can.
Do it.
Just give it a whirl.
Are you gonna put him on the spot like this?
I am.
Okay, wait a second, guys. You find out a little bit more about Trevor D here. Well, amongst I look something up, okay? Complete surprise, complete mystery what I might be looking up here, right, guys?
Well, we all know what you're looking
up. Yeah, well, that was, I was being facetious.
I don't know.
So when you said your buddy was at the radio station at nights and you could double up there, what was his name?
That would be Blair Nelson.
Okay, now who's Blair Nelson? I don't think I've ever heard of Blair Nelson.
He worked nights, he went to med school, he decided, you know what, I would like a few more zeros behind my check.
And this guy here,
see, he moved away. I slid in, and that's when I started doing nights by myself. As soon as I graduated, worked one more summer, just kind of screwing around like we all did.
And, yeah.
And so, what year would that about been?
That would have been, I want to say, fall of '94. It's your Triple X throwdown. Sir Mix-a-Lot, number one on the most wanted countdown at 9 tonight. All right, yes. Ladies, Ask My Balls coming up here in about 10 minutes. Which was a real game, by the way.
I'd rather explain this than where my girlfriends and I would call in and
for Ask My Balls or for the countdown. Ask My Balls was
no. Okay,
don't remember Ask My Balls, do you?
Did the balls ever respond?
Well, this is what I'm wondering.
Ask My Balls.
Did they have the answers?
I had two Magic 8 Balls. Because it's radio, I could have probably had one, but I felt I should bring in two. I'm not going to spread. I'm not going to be full
big
of lies.
Black balls.
You're authentic. Yes.
So you had to call up and you had to choose ball left or right and ask a yes or no question. Let's Ask My Balls.
That was great.
Okay, all right. You're bringing this back, right?
Can you please bring
totally
this back?
To that.
I don't know if the
that's going to be my next. What's the deal?
The
by
moms
the way.
Driving their kids to school at 7:35 in the morning would enjoy Ask My Balls as much as myself and
oh,
RJ's
I would love that
line.
For the ladies to come in. Would you? I would give my left nut to hear that again.
I would ask your balls anything, Trevor.
What's it like down there?
I wish I had them here today. I wasn't prepared. I would have brought them back.
Oh, man.
That would have been great.
So, Kim, you guys used to drive around the country and call the world-famous Trevor D and probably annoy the crap out of him.
We would.
Well, it was great.
Well, it was just like any other group of gackling girls, you know.
Gackling.
Back when
that's the word I look. I don't know what
gackle. Was it a Freudian slip?
It was a gackle.
City of gackle.
Yeah. Nighttime radio.
No.
Nighttime radio.
Sorry to everybody out in gackle.
Nighttime radio used to be so much fun because there was no. Everybody under 20 was listening to the radio. There was no
exactly. Right. There wasn't
no
any
YouTube.
Of
no.
That.
I remember pulling into a little town, right, getting out of my car and putting a quarter in the slot. To call on a payphone, to call my favorite song in, to hear it on the radio.
Can you imagine?
Because, right, and it was a big deal. You actually,
goosebumps,
hey, we got
goosebumps, kids.
Right.
We got on the radio. We got to hear it.
Because you
song.
Didn't have your iPod or your cell phone or all
or your
other
diddle daddles or
right,
your foodle files.
All your gadgets
such
a young kids have today.
All your kids.
So, yeah, hey. you were such an important part of everybody's life. In fact, when Scotty and I were doing the morning show with you just a couple of days ago, you'd mentioned that you swear that a lot of parents just said, well, this guy'll babysit you tonight. When anything happens, just call Trevor.
I have all the patience in the world for answering any call now because there would be kids who'd call 15, 20 times a night, and whether they're requesting a song or just sup.
Hey, will you talk to me? My dad won't.
Basically, yes.
Hi, Trevor.
My biggest fans, the greatest groupies, it was never the damaged...
You know, 18, 19-year-old girl,
yes,
right?
Sure.
Yeah. No, I got it, Trevor.
No.
I will finish it, and you can plead the fifth as to whether or not that's how you were going to finish that sentence.
That's exactly
it. I did it.
No, it was... the biggest fans were that 16-year-old boy who was at home by himself.
Not as cool. But no, really, and Trevor, you used to have a lot of fun. Radio's changed a lot. In that day, you would actually have high school cheerleaders, college cheer team come in and help you do the top countdown, right, of the night?
They were in almost every Friday during football season and big hockey games. And yeah, it was much different.
Now, I've noticed a difference in your radio presence with the subtraction of said cheerleaders. Did that...
Well, it's also the morning now instead of Friday night.
Well, exactly, Kim.
Thank you.
Well said.
Thank you.
You can do a lot different stuff.
That's the only difference. It's just because it's the morning.
Could be as in a... it wasn't inappropriate back 20 years ago.
Right.
Trying to do... Yeah, it was about 20 years ago back then. when the cheer teams were in and whatnot. It was just, it was fun. It was live. The whole damn town would be listening. It was the Grafton cheer team. The whole, everyone's moms and dads and grandparents were all up and listening and
to hear the names. And that's the best part. I think that's missing from radio. No, really, they
just need to read the obituaries on the air. Just all day, and then there'll be people listening to it all the time. That's what everybody reads in the paper.
Obituaries?
That's what everybody gets the paper
that's
for
true.
Now.
They don't read the obituaries anymore?
Well, they do. On some small market stations, they would. But I'm just saying
all day.
Girlfriends of mine in high school, and the reason I have that tape is of you, Trevor, is because one of my girlfriends taped her friend cheerleaders on the radio. They would all wait and see if there were going to be some name drops or anything like that. It was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Oh, man.
It was a big deal.
Yeah. Just so you know. So I guess the other...
We would call in all the time and...
We are going to end this by putting a positive spin on radio in 2018.
We certainly are.
Sure.
Well, there is a positive spin.
No, there is.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Me.
I don't know.
I'd like to know what it is.
I'm that positive spin, all right? All right?
You are.
Yeah, for sure.
Not only that, but the pairing of you two. This bromance here.
I'll have
are
you
we
going
to talk about the bromance? You know that you got him a birthday card and I didn't even get him a birthday card?
Perfect, then. It's taken care of.
I didn't get him anything. I'm his own soul brother.
Yeah, he was looking out for you, Kim. That's all.
I don't know if I've ever gotten you a birthday card.
I saw someone today at Dollar General in Grand Forks or whatever the dollar store is by Hornbacher's.
Yeah.
And she asked, are you going to Metallica? Nope, I'm going up to Grafton. It's RJ's birthday weekend. And she said, oh, God, you guys really are in love with each other.
See? I'm not the only one that thinks that. God. Palpable over the airwaves.
Here's what I want to know. Okay,
we'll get
to the morning show in a moment because I want to show you. I want to talk about how that whole thing first started. Another thing that I want to delve into is how you, Trevor D, were able to circumvent the arrogance that most people in your position would have gotten. Because I can tell you this. I would have been absolutely corrupted by that. I'm going to be honest with you. If that many people listen to me and those young girls, it would have been I would have been the worst person to be around in the world. So when I got the job at XL93, I told everybody, like, oh, I'm sure we're going to have to meet that Trevor. He's probably going to be the worst person ever. It was either going to be you or the big dogs. Who'd be the worst people ever. I thought these guys are going to be so arrogant. I thought, can you imagine what 25 years of that kind of power has over a person? Because I knew what it would do to me. You know, you judge others by how you would be. Yep. So I come to meet Trevor Dees, one of the most laid-back, level-headed guys in the world. So have you lost any arrogance that you had, or were you able to avoid it?
Were you always always this humble?
Yeah, you're humble.
He's asking.
Yeah.
How humble are you?
Well, there's Minnesota nice, there's North Dakota nice, and there's Canada nice.
That's a step up.
It's a nice little triangle. And
you have the trifecta.
Yeah, the trifecta, yes.
So that's how you did it.
Well, it's I'm in Grand Forks, and I think if I were in Minneapolis or Chicago or L.A.
You think that would change a little bit?
No, I just don't believe you're bigger than anybody else. There's good people, there's bad people at all levels of the totem pole. So you treat them...
Yes. I agree.
You treat whoever, wherever they are on the totem pole, with respect until they piss you off. And
then you no longer respect them.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And you pretend you never met them when you see them at the store.
If you work with someone all the time, too, every single day, you can't be a
douche nozzle.
I was, again, finishing my sandwiches.
Right. Oh, man. So you were able to circumvent that because when I first got into that building, I'm like, these guys are nice people. In fact, they were nicer than any of the guys I've met in the small market.
Hey.
There was no...
with the exception of Jeff.
Oh, Jeff. I forgot. Did I tell you, Jeffrey and I used to work together.
I didn't know who Jeff was at all.
Yeah, this is Jeff Flatten. He used to do the middays. We called him our resident ray of sunshine.
Yes.
That's what I called him. I had liners made up. And time now for our resident ray of sunshine, Jeff, because he's very sarcastic, very bitingly dark.
Yep. Clearly.
Yeah. Well, okay, Jeff.
That was perfect.
And funny, too.
So, yeah, you were a pretty nice guy, too.
Well, I would like to think I am.
Yeah. And you and I didn't have, you know, the listeners that Trevor had.
What?
And yet.
The listeners didn't?
No.
Oh. Yeah. No. I mean, we had listeners, but they were different.
Yeah, when you're talking about the old bits, you say the name Gruszewski wrong. And yep. Oh, man.
15 people call you up. That's have you ever had to read obituaries on the radio, Trevor?
No.
Yeah, that's it. We did. We had to read the obituaries every
morning.
So many
more listeners.
If
you
got
to do is read obituaries all day.
Guess you
got,
who's did today?
Who's did? Somebody
that's
know.
What people care about. Oh, sorry, that's what people care about.
They're waiting to hear themselves on there.
Yeah, that's what I think. I always envisioned. I was always envisioning that there was some sort of.
You could have made a game out of that. Two of the three of these obituaries are real.
Right.
Guess who's still alive?
And now for your favorite game.
That's even better. See, I had
you see a bunch of nurses running down the hall at the old folks' home.
Maybe
is Mr. Smith still alive? Okay, he's here.
Maybe we could start that.
We should. I always thought it was like
Deadpool.
Like a pool.
Oh, Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Oh, prepare to get sued.
Oh, God.
What are you saying?
Oh my
it's
goodness!
I guess
called
it's a 20th the obituaries
Fox
anymore.
Property right
it's
now.
Called Deadpool.
Deadpool. Okay. No. I always thought that it was like a bingo game, right? You had squares of all your friends' names on there, and then
they just had their dauber out.
And you have your dauber out for when they're
waiting for that person.
They eventually
die.
Were dead.
They have this,
I have friends in Fargo
who
have a real Deadpool, where you pick someone who's old, and then there's a sleeper pick, someone who's under. I think it's under 50, under 40 maybe.
Seriously.
These sound like really classy people.
Everybody, when your person dies, everyone else has to pay with a case of their favorite
beverage.
If it's Busch Light, suddenly this person gets 12, 30
What's
packs
Busch
of Busch
Light.
Light.
Never heard
You're
of
talking
that.
About like celebrities and stuff.
Yeah,
not your neighbor.
Yeah, no, not neighbors.
Okay,
that's
that
just
cool.
That's a.
I bet 2016 was a great year for that game.
Most years are.
Oh, but that. Well, what 2016? Like everybody died.
Yeah, everybody was dead that year. Everybody died that year.
I remember that.
Oh, I do believe Scotty is
it
bringing us.
Hey,
wait. Our brother Scotty is bringing us the official drink of this podcast.
And what is that?
Okay, now, Scotty, Trevor, we forgot to tell you. During every podcast, we have an official drink, and it's oftentimes something that we've completely made up, okay? Now, we don't have a name for this one, but we have.
Well, no, we I do. Thought we did.
What is it called?
This is the Mike Weaver.
This is the Mike Weaver. Okay, why is this to Mike Weaver? Because he was the heavyweight champion
in
1982. Okay, so we are having some cream soda and brandy in a communal cup.
And how is it?
Give me a sip of that.
Cream soda. And I'm not a huge fan of brandy, but that's not bad.
Oh.
So he hates both.
You worried me for a minute.
Here's a Canada thing off brandy.
I think that is delicious.
I'm going to have some, Trevor.
There's mild herpes, but.
Anytime.
Sorry, it's
I mean,
just
I can make another
away.
One.
I'll take a swig. Anytime
and I even measured it.
When I call home, anytime someone's got a shoulder ache or a cough.
Rub
or
a little brandy on it.
It's brandy.
No, you take brandy or if I have a sore throat,
mm-hmm.
Mom will say.
Warm up some brandy.
And honey.
As crazy as this sounds, have some brandy. And
yeah.
I could get a golf club across the shin or a hockey stick across the shin and my shin's hurting and. You know it works.
It does.
Mix
warm brandy,
brandy
and honey.
And
warm brandy
and then
you'll be as good as new.
So your mother replaces Tussin from the average gym teacher with brandy.
Oh,
that was
good.
Isn't that good? That is a nice drink.
Let's try this.
That is a good drink. Cream soda and brandy.
See, yeah. I don't mind brandy. It is the cream soda that I'm not a fan of.
You're not a fan of.
Why do people not like cream soda?
I just don't care for it.
It's
My
too sweet.
My parents always said that you need to take whiskey. Like, you put whiskey on a Tuesday.
You rub a little bit on your
you
gums.
Drink the whiskey
like
drink.
You rub the whiskey on anything.
If you need
so
that,
I've never heard
whiskey
the
brand.
You drink your vodka drink. When I have to pee, I use the kitchen sink. Okay, guys, it's time for...
Time now for another DC concession.
Uh-oh.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. There have been times in the past when one or all of us has been wrong. And this is one of those times. Brought to you by December's Children Evening Wear. Concealing beauty since 1956.
Trevor.
Yes, sir.
We want to know if there's a time.
Baby, I've been wrong before.
We want to know if there's a time where you've been wrong. And if you can tell us, is there a time that you admit to being wrong? This is a completely random thing. I'm throwing you right on the spot.
Oh, man.
That was on the spot. Have you ever been wrong before?
Or would you rather...
In your life.
Confession. Or would you rather confess to something you have done wrong? You've got two choices. You could admit to being wrong, concede.
Well, I'm wrong.
You have two choices. You could admit to being wrong or confess when you were wrong, which is basically the same thing.
I'm wrong a lot.
No, a concession means...
You and gives you a choice. You can either...
Is that confession to something I've done wrong?
Yes.
Yeah, see, there's admitting to being wrong and there's admitting to doing wrong. A concession is admitting to being wrong and a confession is admitting to doing wrong. So there you go.
Okay,
do you want to confess or concess?
I mean, I'm wrong every day. There's...
Oh, come on, Trevor. You were never wrong.
So as long as you believe what you're saying is true, you go with it. If there's a fact that you really aren't
I'm sorry,
sure of,
I believe that
it?
There's an objective reality. So.
Oh, well, let's get into objective
what
reality
the
here.
What the hell did you just
so,
say?
So okay. I want to know, okay, if you want to confess to something.
Confession.
Have you stolen any office wear? No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa, don't admit to that.
No.
Yeah, nothing more than... I wish I had some good dirt.
Have you ever done anything worse than sticking a finger into like a pie at a kitchen? Well, he walked out now. He can't
elaborate
on that and like actually tell the whole story.
He was done.
Yeah, I think he was.
I wish I had some really good dirt on something
you've done. Confess to nothing. The man is without sin.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not without sin.
There's so many. I mean, we could talk.
That's why the girls were
we could talk inappropriate radio. Being single back in the radio days, but
yeah, you don't want to do that, right?
Well, I was the king of getting. Like there could be a stripper in town, and for some reason she's at our live nighttime remote, and she is for whatever reason enjoying conversation with Trevor. She comes back to the apartment for the after party and everything's going great, and all of a sudden this has been great. You've been fun. Well, see you later. My boyfriend's flying in or my
This isn't a confession.
Suddenly I need to throw up in the garbage or let's see what else has happened.
This isn't a confession. This is sad.
No,
there
were so many chances where, let's just say I was about 0 for 40.
Oh, wow.
It was... I could have a lot of dirt, but...
Your top 40, that is not the top 40 I was thinking of.
let me try to think about something that I...
Wrong.
Wasn't there some story with Grafton? You like did some... Didn't you get run out of Grafton?
I want to hear about this.
Run out of Grafton?
Well, not run out of Grafton, but wasn't
there
like a...
Pitchforks and torches. It sounds like Grafton to me.
Yeah.
Like your popularity ran out and not ran out, but...
With some of the good old boys?
Not ran out, Kim. But no, you were too popular. You were like, whoa. Celebrity, out of here.
Trying to bring it back up.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. It's fine.
Okay, well, you can be redeemed by one of these numbnuts. I mean,
yeah,
these people.
Redeem, please.
Sorry, you can
sorry.
Confess,
speak
Jeff.
And totally
confess
redeem
to taking
me.
Something or concede to being wrong.
On which thing?
Well,
there's
either
so
one.
Many.
You can concede to being wrong. So I'll tell you, like for instance, a time that I told Kim something was absolutely going to happen, and then she says no, it's not, and then it doesn't, and then I'm wrong. It happens a lot.
Wow, I didn't think I would like that. Cream soda nonsense, but it's pretty good.
Well, there you go, Trevor. Now you are out of it. He concedes that he was wrong about the taste of that. Simple as that.
I don't like
Did
cream
you
soda.
Did you just
at all.
Say that happens all the time where you are actually wrong?
I can remember putting.
Yeah. When has Ryan ever admitted he's wrong?
Never.
I guess I confess.
I guess I confess. I've never been wrong before.
I don't want to scheme over. I don't want to, like really, we're not going over that, really, at all. That just happened. That really just happened.
I can remember putting cake on It seemed like every other day when we had 700 employees, it was someone's birthday and there was always cake. So it would be on the break room table in the evening and we would take the icing and make nice little murals throughout the different spots in the building with the icing.
Awesome. Why?
And the days before, it just, there's like 3/4 of a cake again. So.
There's basically edible paint there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just make another cake.
Finger all you paints. Had to do was take a nice little sliver off the icing and you could put the icing on the wall. In different places in the building and see who noticed the next day. Beauty of working nights is back then there was nobody else in the building. Mm-hmm. So everyone else shows up in the morning and over the course of the day someone notices the random icing or the random cake on the wall. And it was before you can send off. Now we get strict emails that are sent off if there's something awry.
Do not put icing on the wall.
Yeah, do not frost the walls.
See, that was my favorite thing to do when I
frost walls.
When I started working at the place I work at now.
Putting cake on the wall?
No, but just random pranks. Like, I would put, I put a little strip of paper on the copier and said, voice activation. And people actually fell for it. They actually did. It was pretty great.
Okay. Well, Trevor, then let's talk a little bit about how radio has changed.
I wish I had more dirt for you guys.
Well,
I feel bad right now.
Really disappointed.
I have to make a quick concession.
Okay. What's your concession?
Earlier today,
all right,
hold on.
Or should I say yesterday?
No, it was today. It was today.
Who did that? Me. No.
Yeah.
Burping into the mic, radio goal.
It's the cream soda.
Cinematic goal.
This is serious, you guys.
There it is.
All right.
Earlier today, I didn't want to put an electric guitar overdub on one of the songs, and Kim told me it'd be great.
Thank you.
And I did, and it was great. So I was wrong.
See, that's a concession. Is that too hard?
Why did Kim tell you to put the electric overdubs on it?
Because I knew it would be bad. Bad.
Thank
bad.
You.
I knew it would be better.
But in the back of your mind, were you thinking that I would like it? But really?
That means you pretty much wrote the song, I think.
No, but for real?
Well, I mean, that's
because you know I love
Scott. Me. That's a given.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's save this for the podcast about the album. But you know what?
Do the end, yeah.
But
yeah.
Let's talk more about how I was right.
You were right. But why does Kim get to be the subject of two concessions?
Okay. Yeah.
I conceded. Kurt conceded.
We got to end this podcast.
This isn't fun.
Go to another one.
This isn't fun. This is not fair. Okay.
I thought we were talking about Trevor.
We are. So, Trevor, how has radio changed? What do you think is still magical about it? Is it the fact that people still do depend on you? They still listen. But it's just the sun is up now. Is that the only thing that's changed?
It's obviously a lot different, but people still, especially up here, appreciate what you and I do, for example. They like the local tie-ins.
Yeah.
Oh, they love you guys. Oh, my gosh.
Well, and it's still fun about
that. We're right
that.
Here. You're going to make us blush.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to make you blush.
But it is still
seriously,
fun.
Seriously, you guys have your fans.
You got your Tiffany's calling in on the way to work, and then we make fun of her friend...
You better Crazy remember Heather. The name.
Crazy Heather. Well, I was trying to think of what we call her. So Crazy Heather for her 20 kids, right? And then it's all just a good funny thing. So it's still
the unfortunate part of radio is it used to be live 24 hours a day. You could call a radio station 2 in the morning if you're wondering anything, and someone would answer the phone.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's what's nice about the morning show now is that you guys are live and you can still do that. I think that's why people like that so much.
So, Trevor, do you think you'll be in for another 25 years?
If I'm not dead? Radio A is what I like to do, and B, I have no skills to do anything else.
And there you have it. And that's exactly the boat that I find myself in.
Nothing.
And we're rowing on this thing together.
I don't think I could handle McDonald's.
The stress of McDonald's, there's no way I could handle that. No way. Seriously.
So, where are we
going to
put Trevor on in the Deadpool? Right now.
Oh, wow. Am I looking I'm dropping soon?
Here's what I'm going to say. The next 60 years, you'll still be old.
What?
60 years.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
You'll be old.
I know. My skills, all I have is radio, or I could do inappropriate things behind dumpsters for people for $20. Hey. I don't really want to do that for a career.
You can ask people about your balls.
$20, it depends on how long that takes.
$20 is $20.
I spilled cream soda on my hour.
That's not bad.
Cash business, tax free.
Yeah, it's pretty good. That's a pretty good wage.
It's good work if you can get it, right? Right. All right, guys. Well, Trevor, is there anything else you want to tell us about yourself? Have you said it all?
My hair is purple. It comes out more.
It sure does.
The more I have,
yeah, I did not notice until we were outside.
The more I drink, the more the purple comes out.
The more people notice,
or
the
it's something in the Canadian water growing up.
And then when it hits, it's a specific sunlight, algae. It glistens like, you know, like a vampire.
Just wait till Sunday morning.
Oh man,
it's like in an hour and a half.
You know, I just have to say though, there's professional people. Like actual professional broadcasters right now talking right now. And I'm one of them that I'm not.
But you're doing a beautiful job this tonight there, darling.
Well, this is...
You
this,
see?
Trevor. It's Trevor D. I can't speak.
I'll end with some positives. Yeah.
I
love radio
I
back.
I feel like a giggling like, little...
I loved radio back in the mid-90s when I started. I still love it now. I think we have the best morning show that I've ever been a part of.
Oh,
and I hope it continues. It's not going to end on a
back
group
off,
hug
Trevor.
With
he's mine.
It is
rare.
It is. Hey, this thing is going to last a good long time, and I look forward to the next 25 years. I just only wish my only regret in life is that I didn't start there when I was 22 years old, and you would have been, 30.
What could have possibly gone wrong if you and I were part timers back when we were?
Do you realize he would have totally been a bad influence on you?
Yeah,
I don't think so. We would.
I think so.
We would be at church every Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday.
Twice on Sundays, God. In fact. Yeah,
we would have probably opened a petting zoo.
Ryan, how old were you and I when I started working there?
23, 22.
I was 22.
Yeah.
How long did it take us to go out to Oakwood?
Look how well Jeff turned out.
How long did it take us to go to Oakwood?
Yeah. Like the first night.
The first night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had Jeff sleeping in his car the first night.
That's good
stuff.
And
then midget wrestling a week later.
And what?
Midget wrestling a week later.
Nice.
Oh,
wow.
God, I'm an awesome friend.
Confession.
And here's my confession. I really enjoyed that wrestling.
We gotta go again. Why haven't we gone to more midget wrestling?
Because the last time you suggested it was out in Williston. Do you think I want to go out to Williston to watch midget wrestling?
Yes.
That's a good way to get killed.
There was midget wrestling at Bar Bucks in Grand Forks, and
our
announcer who covered it got pulled into the ring and got beat on by about 8 midgets. I'm really happy I didn't make it out for that night. I was out of town. Pulled out there, and there were steel chairs.
He was
legitimately beaten on by 8 midgets.
Oh,
I don't know if that's
God.
On anyone's bucket list.
Mine.
Well, go and find you some midgets tonight.
Let's do that.
Like, really want to get beaten by 8 midgets.
Yes.
That's my lifelong dream.
It is.
S&M girl.
Not 7, not 9.
The M
eight.
Is for midget.
I know we're running. We're running short on time right now.
I think with that, we can say it's safe to end this DC Exposure podcast.
Nice. Always end a show on a pun.
Yep.
This has been another Hive Mind Productions podcast. If you'd like to support this show and others, plus to hear exclusive content, subscribe to our Patreon page at patreon.com/December's Children. And if you like this show, rate and review on iTunes. And we invite you to visit our homepage at December'sChildrenND.com, where we welcome your comments and show suggestions. Until next time, so long from December's Children.